I'm like this. It feels like things are back to normal, and then suddenly we're reminded it's not. You hear somebody hacking up a lung out in the hallway, and you're like, usually you would say, dude, go to the doctor. And then in this day, it's like, oh, is that it?
We're running.
Like, yeah.
I'm
like,
moving.
Is 6 feet enough? You know, we have all of those kind of thoughts. And man, it's when we need a word of encouragement. God says through the prophet Isaiah, fear not, be not dismayed. So fear is that moment where we get so much anxiety, we can't even make a decision. Dismay is when we get in a situation, we just throw our hands up in the air and say, I'm done, I'm out. And God is saying, that's not my kids. That's not who I created you to be. And then he tells us why we don't have to go there. I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. Hey, our peace, our comfort, our sense of security is not based on the circumstances around us.
Sure.
God is inviting us to trust him. When it is chaotic, these are the times that we can trust that our God is on the throne. And from his perspective, there is purpose, there is hope, and there is meaning, even when it feels like things are out of control.
So much wonderful comfort available.
Oh, there is. To all of us, no matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We're going to bump into some people today who are stressed out.
And sure.
They're not handling it well. They know there's food for their kids, but they don't know how to get the food to the kids because they're at work. Or they work at a place that's no longer working because we can't sit down and enjoy a meal in a public restaurant. They're in one of those places. They're freaked out, and they have reason to be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be tempted when they treat you rudely.
Yes.
With kind of harshly. You're going to be tempted to respond in kind. But Jesus tells us to respond with kindness. Mm-hmm. Remember the golden rule? Do unto others what you would have done unto you. Not do to them what they did to you. Don't react. Instead, respond with kindness. And there we have a great opportunity to bring hope and encouragement to someone who's just, they're frazzled, they're a mess. And maybe you don't change their attitude, but we sure can't allow them to change ours, because then we take it out on everybody else. Man, do unto others what you would have done unto you.
Talking this morning with Pastor Michael from Cornerstone Church, I have to tell you that this is the absolute perfect message because I had that moment yesterday.
Did you?
You kind of get exposed to everything in the media.
Yes.
You know, it's a constant because we provide information. So there's a lot of information now. And that can weigh on you after a while. Lots of negativity, lots of this. So I had that moment yesterday where I felt myself kind of, you know, I'm getting sucked into this.
Uh-huh.
And so I took a step back and I took a moment. And I think I even kind of was short with someone who was a friend of mine, you know, and this is the perfect thing right now. So thank you for sharing this. I need it more than anyone, I think. And today we're talking about random acts of kindness.
Beautiful.
Yesterday, after that happened to me, I was in line at the supermarket and someone in front of me heard the girl that was checking out at the time tell the cashier that she had just lost her job due to the close down.
Yes.
Had a couple small kids. The person in front of me paid for those groceries.
Beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is
we
awesome.
Love that. So
we're
talking about random acts of kindness this week and kind of keeping that on the forefront.
Thank you for helping us as well.
Thank you for coming in and giving these great messages for our listeners. Oh, wow. Wednesday's coming up next on Magic 95.1.